Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Birthday Letter Month letters continue to trickle in. As of yesterday, our letter count stands at 1,103. That's 13 letters over the goal. My thanks again for everyone who wrote during Letter Month. And if you missed it, we'd still like to hear your feedback about our programming. Brianna wrote, she's from Porterfield. She let us know she's listening and said, "Hello, WRVM. I meant to send you a letter all month, and now here I am with only 3 minutes left in September. I've been listening to your station since 1985. I like so many of the programs and the music." Steve in Oconto wrote, "Thank you for being a bright light in the dark world. The darker the night, the brighter your light. May God bless every one of you that labors to bring forth the gospel." And Heidi in Sheboygan responded to a letter I read earlier in the month. "Dear WRVM, I wasn't planning to write again this fall since I wrote a letter this past spring until I heard a recent comment from the manager's desk. It came from a gentleman from Green Bay who said that he despised the program Night Sounds by the late Bill Pierce. I believe the word he used to describe the theme song was ghost-like. I happen to love Night Sounds radio ministry and have listened to it for many years. I've never thought of the music as sounding ghost-like. Bill Pierce has the perfect soothing nighttime voice to relax and unwind before bed. It's one of a kind. The entire program always has a wonderful message of God's word along with beautiful older songs throughout the program. Bill Pierce himself was a singer and solo trombonist, quite the talent. Due to my early work schedule, I don't always have a chance to listen to Night Sounds, so I listen to it as often as I can. It would be actually nice if the program would air at 9:30 instead of 10:30. Either way, I hope you continue to broadcast the program. In regards to Insight for Living, I generally listen to the 5 a.m. program while getting ready for work. Thanks again for all you do. Keep being all of you in my prayers." Well, we appreciate that. We've heard from a number of listeners who have let us know that they are blessed by his program, and that's good information. We chart each mention of a program during Letter Month to give us a better understanding of what programs are being listened to. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin 54174. Our email, wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.